Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I wanted to talk about, there's a lot to talk about, folks, but I'm going to talk about this immigration issue yet again today, because the talking heads are jumping on this train of misdirection and lack of candor. And they're doing so because they seem to believe that there's a change in the heart of Americans as it relates to immigration. But they're not telling the whole story. They are not engaged in candor with you. They are taking snippets and blowing them out of proportion as to what actually is happening. And from a law enforcement perspective, we are villainizing an organization that is charged with enforcing statutes on the books relative to immigration. So let's talk about the facts. All right. But first, I want to address former Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who jumped on this train of lack of candor and misdirection in a huge way by offering up an op-ed piece that is totally, totally misleading. And we'll talk about why. He says that we're living through a defining moment in the American story, one that forces us to ask just who gets to come to this country, but who we are once they do. He goes on to say that many undocumented who cleared rubble, repaired homes, and revived neighborhoods, they believed in the promise of America, and they helped rebuild New Orleans. That's true. They did, and we took advantage of their cheap labor. But we don't point that out, right? And the reality is that, does that cure all the ills that these folks have been involved in? I'm not saying they're bad folks. They just decided to come to the country illegally. He went on to quote President Ronald Reagan in saying that he understood this promise. Very misleading, the way that he presents it. In his farewell address, he described America as a shining city on a hill with doors open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. He reminded us that America is defined not by bloodline or birthplace, but by belief in freedom, opportunity, and one another. It is uniquely American to believe that where you're born should not define what you can become. Today, that promise is under threat. Well, he doesn't point out that Ronald Reagan was talking about doing this within the parameters of the law. Not that we had open borders and that we were just allowing people in to the interior of this country. And they did so during the 4 years during the Biden administration. There's two parts of this: border security and interior enforcement. And they always want to talk about one, not the other. He says that instead of seeing, Mitch Landrieu that is, instead of seeing immigrants as neighbors, teammates, future Americans, Donald Trump, Homan, Miller, hope we see them as scapegoats. Immigration enforcement has become a theater of cruelty, playing out not just in Washington or along the southern border, but in parks, schools, farms, neighborhoods across the country, including here in Louisiana. He throws out this general term, immigrants. No, they're addressing illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. To use the language, any immigration law. He also goes on to say, unlike police, they operate under a lower threshold than probable cause, meaning they can stop people based on vague suspicion. That was set up by bipartisan votes in Congress. In fact, so much so that Congress took immigration cases out from under the jurisdiction of the federal district courts. It's why they're losing as many cases as they are, because they don't have the jurisdiction. The immigration activists know this, but they're just trying to delay and clog up our court system and spend your hard-earned dollars that you pay in taxes to perpetuate their myths about how this is supposed to work. Mitch Landrieu goes on to say that there is a dangerous agenda at play, dividing America by turning outsiders into enemies. It's a politics of othering that undermines the principle at the heart of the Great Seal in our democracy, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. He talks about Congress allocating $170 billion for militarized mass deportations. And this is the kicker. This is great, because everybody's jumping on this train now because they believe the public's turning. Americans are tough, but not cruel. They want an immigration system that is legal, fair, and controlled. We have one. It's just nobody's enforcing the rules. Americans also agree that people who commit serious crimes should be deported. Yes, they do, but Democrats don't, because they won't allow in the cities, the jails to cooperate with immigration, the path of least resistance, to identify those who have violated the law, to identify those who under the immigration laws of this country would be subject to deportation. They stand in the way of doing that. So why are you not practicing what you preach? He goes on to say that the Catholic Church, of all people who have made millions on immigration programs over the years, and look around at your archdiocesan churches throughout this country and see how many of these illegal immigrants they're actually taking care of and supporting with their archdiocesan dollars. What you're going to find is not many. And in fact, in some jurisdictions, none at all. But they will preach to us about what it is that is necessary for us to do to be moral, right? And then that morality clause comes in. This is not just a policy crisis. It's a crisis of identity and morality. Who do we want to be? Let's ensure the answer honors our past and builds on our uniquely American promise, a better future for all of us. Well, it's interesting because our past, we actually deported people. So I came across an article in NPR. This is not a conservative bastion by any stretch of the imagination, right? And I think it's worth reading. It was authored, it's actually an interview. Sergio Martinez Beltran, who works for NPR. And he's being interviewed by someone, Ms. Chang, and it starts out this way, the transcript. Deportations under President Biden have hit the highest point in almost a decade. The number of removals conducted in 2024 by ICE has surpassed those conducted during the first Trump administration. Wow. This is a badge of honor. Little did we know that people felt this way. Deportations under Biden have hit their highest point in a decade. The number of removals conducted in 2024 by Immigration and Customs Enforcement has surpassed those conducted during the first Trump administration. Chang asks, hey, okay, so the latest numbers were released by ICE yesterday, right? What exactly do they tell us? Well, Martinez Beltran says, it tells us that the Republican narrative that the Biden administration hasn't done anything to combat illegal immigration is just not true. In fact, according to ICE, 271,484 people were removed from the U.S. That's an increase of nearly 90% from the last fiscal year. Chang, wow, Martinez Beltran. And you know, the migrants deported this year came from 192 countries, although most folks hailed from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras in that order. Now, the big takeaway from Biden's deportation numbers is that his strategy of quickly removing people who had crossed the southern border illegally seemed to have worked. He's done this by deploying additional agents, oh my God, but also by negotiating with other countries to accept these deportees. Wow, does it sound familiar? Chang, okay. And how does Biden record compare to the first Trump administration? I'm wondering, because Trump has said that he is going to oversee the largest deportation operation in the history of this country starting next January, which was this past January 2025. Martinez Beltran, right. I mean, 2019 was a year when removals hit a peak during the Trump administration. Back then, ICE removed 267,258 migrants, a little less than Biden in 2024. Chang, okay. Martinez Beltran, and the strategy of the Trump administration focused more on removing people from the interior of the country.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Country. Okay, well, as we talk about the border, we know that the number of unauthorized crossings has gone down a lot, especially since this summer when Biden implemented new rules. How is the border today, would you say? Martinez Beltran. It's pretty quiet, you know, especially when you compare it to this time last year when we saw a record high of unauthorized crossings. For example, in November, Border Patrol agents encountered nearly 47,000 unauthorized migrants along the southern border. The same month last year, there were nearly 191,000 encounters. And something unusual happened last month. More migrants showed up at official border crossings than those arrested by Border Patrol for crossing without authorization. Why is that? Chang asked. Martinez Beltran. Well, the Biden administration has made it more difficult for migrants to claim asylum if they enter the country illegally. So many are waiting in Mexico to get an appointment with Customs and Border Protection to petition for asylum. Hence the higher number of people presenting at ports of entry. Chang. Ah. Martinez Beltran. Another reason for the overall drop in unauthorized crossings is that Mexico has been helping the U.S. and stopping people trying to reach the U.S. border. And they've been sending the folks to southern Mexican states. And that makes it really complicated for folks to try to go back north since they need money. And it's also pretty dangerous. Yeah, Chang. And real quick, as we get closer to the new year, what can we expect to happen at the southern border? Martinez Beltran. So last week, I was in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, and migrants who were waiting there told me they were worried about not being allowed to claim asylum. Many were trying to figure out next steps. Some even told me they might try to come into the country illegally before the new administration takes over. Chang, wow. Martinez Beltran, so they're paying attention. Chang, yeah, that is NPR immigration correspondent Sergio Martinez. Thank you, Sergio. Martinez Beltran, you're welcome, Chang. What are we talking about here? What is Mitch Landrieu talking about? What are the values that he points out that he's trying to say that Republicans are the only ones that are involved in these deportation efforts as it relates to immigration, but yet, all these folks are bragging about deportations hitting a 10-year high in 2024 under the Biden administration, negotiating with Mexico, taking principles from Remain in Mexico, turning folks away and not letting them and not granting them asylum. Of course, this was after he had already let over 6, maybe 7, maybe 8 million across the border, right? In the early years of his administration. And they would have you believe that what the Republicans are doing today is horrible. It's immoral. Even the Catholic Church is involved itself in saying how terrible this is. Well, why? Where were they when all of this was going on under the Biden administration? So let's look at the official numbers that we have a full year from. So the federal year runs from October to September. So from October 2023 to September 30 of 2024, under the Biden administration, there were 777,580 removals and returns. 79% of those non-criminal convictions. 92,000 of those were administrative returns, and 355,000 were actually enforcement returns. And then the Executive Office of Immigration Review, Immigration Courts, they ordered 271,484 removals in 1 year. They also issued in the first quarter of fiscal year 2024, 42,000 in absentia orders, where the illegal alien themselves did not show up in court. They did not get the benefit of any due process. The court ordered them deported. Deported. And the Biden administration took advantage of expedited removals at the border without any benefit of any of the constitutional protections that we keep hearing Democrats talking about, misleading this and gaslighting this issue as it relates to Republicans. They engaged in expedited removals. Go figure. How does that work? And how is it that now, just a short period later, all of this is a huge problem, a threat to democracy? In fact, we have an identity problem. We don't know who we are. Are we moral? Are we immoral? But yet the numbers that have been stacking up so far this year in 2025, they may not reach the Biden numbers. How can that be? Oh, my God, no. Really? What are we going to say then? And it was interesting, you know, in the New York Times article, because we all talk about this is a question of morality. This is a question of who we are, who we're going to be. And yet the Biden administration officials were recommending to President Biden at the time, even before he took office, that his policies were going to lead to chaos. They were not going to help immigrants. In fact, they would harm them. And it would make it really hard for them and dangerous for them by setting up these policies. But they were concerned about losing the Latino community, about losing progressives. In fact, so much so that President Biden said, "I will not lose this community." So he made sure that he wouldn't. And the only difference between what they were doing and what is being done now is that there's more of a focus on the interior of the country. Why? because they waved in so many illegal aliens into this country. Don't be misled by individuals who are not telling you the entire story. They're not telling you the truth. And this is not a case where both can be true. They are wearing it as a badge of honor back in December of 2024. This article that I just read to you, this interview, was in December, December 20th to be exact, of 2024. What a difference 11 months makes. And of course, a Republican in the White House. Now it's entirely different. Now if we engage in the same practices under the immigration laws of this country, they're immoral. Now the Catholic Church and others are coming out speaking from the pulpits about what is actually happening. Where were they 4 years ago? Where were they just last year in 2024 when they were deporting record numbers, more than in the previous 10 years, going all the way back to 2014? Where were they? Why were they not concerned? Were we not immoral then? They brag in here about making it more difficult for individuals to enjoy the American dream. You know why? It was a political issue. I simply ask, when is the hypocrisy going to end? And when are folks going to actually see what's happening, what's being done here? And meanwhile, we will villainize those that we've actually hired to enforce the rules. You know what's interesting, too? As Mr. Landrieu pointed out, that unlike police, they operate under a lower threshold. In a lot of the cases, that's absolutely true. But that was an authority and a power given to them by Congress in a bipartisan bill that both Democrats and Republicans voted for. Why was that not an issue for Mitch Landrieu when he was in the Biden administration not too long ago? And where was he in 2024? Why was he not rising up from the ashes of what's left of our democratic principles in this country to talk about deportations? Interesting. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.